There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And it has officially begun, guys. Sardine Run 2024 is happening right now. It is official. It is live. It is no more fake news. The fish are here. 9 June 2024. Guys, I got calls from Jess this morning saying, we are going down the south coast. We don't know what's going to go on. The sea is huge, but we do have spottings of sardines. Now, they get their reports throughout the entire coastline. They've got their guys, their spotters. They call them the spotters, right? Their spotters are along the entire coastline waiting for that bird activity, waiting for that first light to break for them to see, is there something on the go? Is there something that we can get this morning? And he gets the calls and he says, right, this is it. We are going at 8:30 this morning down at Margate. They see the sardines on the back line and they're waiting for that little bit of water to push in. Now, it was difficult conditions to get out. However, this is where that experience comes in. This is where bravery comes in. This is where our Aquaman, Jace Govender, comes in, right? They go out. They take two boats to get over those seas, to get those nets all around the sardines and bring in a haul of 500 crates of sardines. Guys, it is looking beautiful. The visuals are all over the social media. Make sure to check it out. But Jason Govender has brought in the first net of sardines for the season out of Margate Main Beach. Thereafter, half an hour later, we get calls that Tony is bringing in a load of fish from Hibernian. So guys, it has officially kicked off. It is looking amazing. The conditions are poised to have a fantastic season because this is just merely the pilot shoals of what we can expect, right? We know these are the breakaway ones, and as we get more cold fronts, as we get more offshore winds, as that water stays at 19 degrees or cooler, the fish are heading our way. So as you can imagine, there's been a lot of excitement on the beach this morning. If you are in the fishing fraternity or anything to do with the sardine runs, whether you eat it, bait it, cast it, look for it, enjoy the visuals that are out there, there are a lot of questions that are coming out. There's a lot of news circulating the social media, and we thought as Angler News, it's about time we answer some of those. So guys, here are some of the major questions that are coming through. Are there any other game fish with them? Are there sharks with them? So guys, from our reporters, we have found out that there are some sharks jumping around. There is some activity. There has been a couple shad coming out, a couple other game fish, but nothing major. So it certainly seems to be all about the sardines right now. Another question coming in quite a bit on the group, are the sardines for sale? Well, guys, yes, they are. So here's how it works, right? You get the guys that bring in the fish, they load the crates up, and those trucks are immediately sent out along all the major points to go out for sale. Now, you can find those sardines throughout the entire N2, well, down the south coast anyway, but also at all those major intersections in your residential areas. The sardines are going for 50 rand a dozen or 500 rand a crate, which is a pretty good price considering these are the first shoals that have come through. We know usually the rate is higher and then it lowers throughout the season. The guys came in, they really want to deliver it to everyone, make sure everyone has their taste of it. So yeah, going for $500 a crate. Next question, where are they now? So as it stands, Sunday 9th of June, I am doing this recording at just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Guys, the sardines are at Hibernian. They are seen on the back line. Lots of bird activity, lots of sardines that can be seen, but no fish at the moment. When I say no fish, from the angler side, of course, there are no sharks coming in. The fishing is a bit quiet, but the sardines are sitting on the back line out there. The last major question is, where next? So from our sources, as it stands, they're going to be sitting around the Hibernian area for the afternoon. However, tomorrow it is predicted that they might be at Scottborough. So guys, this is exactly why you want to be in touch with Angler News, why you want to be involved with our podcast, why you want to stay tuned to East Coast Radio. I will be reporting on East Coast as I get the news. So, you know, listen out to the news on East Coast, of course. But if you want also more reports like this, under ecr.co.za, under podcast, you will find this type of content. I will be getting my content directly from Jason, other sardine netters. So as they get the news, as they get the sardines, I will know and I will let you know. So until the next sardine report.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.